Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre 9:28, Polokwane 8:30 en Mahikeng 11:30.
Die verkeer beweeg stadig op die N1 snelweg in Midrand tussen Ellendaleweg en Nieuwweg. So as jy daar is, wees asseblief bietjie geduldig.
In your sport, Cricket South Africa has announced a 15-man squad for the Men's T20 World Cup, and the United States and Mexico withdraw their joint bid to host the 2027 Women's FIFA World Cup.
In die Gautengse Oosrand het die nuutverkose burgemeester van Ekurhuleni vandag sy eerste stadsrede gelewer. Kosindipile Klagatsa sê hy gaan werk maak van dienslewering, werkskepping en om beleggings na die stad te lok. Hy is egter bekommerd oor die finansiële stand van sake.
The stability of our finances will go a long way to restoring all major outstanding infrastructure projects, including the reservoirs, the housing development projects and other outstanding major infrastructure projects.
Uit-president Thabo Mbeki het intussen so pas sy terugblik oor die ANC afgesluit by die Freedom Park in Pretoria. Hy sê aanslag van buite om die party van binne af te vernietig het al begin voor die eerste demokratiese verkiesings in die land.
The apartheid regime had paid a lot of attention to the task to infiltrate as many of its agents as possible into the ANC and the rest of the pro-democratic movement. Though much was done by the ANC to discover and expose its enemy agents, the hard reality is that a considerable number of these remained undetected within our ranks.
En in die Ooskaap is die woordvoerder vir die departement van gesondheid Sizwe Kupelo se bedrogsaak na die hof vir gespesialiseerde kommersiële misdaad in Oos-Londen verwys. Hy word daarvan beskuldig dat hy sy matrieksertifikaat vervals het en ook word hy betrek by miljoene rand se bedrog. Die woordvoerder vir die Valke in die BOM Hlakuvana sê die saak word op die 22ste Mei aangehoor.
That's where all the merits will unfold. In terms of which high school did he go to, did he manipulate the marks or what? And we haven't yet calculated the money that he has accumulated during the period.
Dan in die buitenland in Turijn, Italië, het die G7-lidlande se klimaat- en energieberaad na 2 dae afgesluit. Daar is onder meer ooreengekom om steenkool-aangedrewe kragstasies wat nie toegerus is om kweekhuisgasse vas te vang nie in die eerste helfte van 2030 uit te faseer. En ten slotte, 2 Suid-Afrikaners uit die Ooskaap, Nonhle Mutumana en Sinegugu Zukulu, het die 2024 Goldman Internationale Omgevingsprys ontvang vir hulle aktivisme teen seismiese toetse vir olie en gas aan die provinsie se kus. Green Connections se strategiese leier, Liz McDade, sê hulle werk is omvattend.
We salute our fellow activists. They have been fighting off various extractive industries along the East Coast. In particular, their role in opposing the offshore oil and gas through the company Shell.
Ek is Marlene Fischer, our top story this hour. The newly elected Ekurhuleni mayor has vowed to fast-track service delivery, job creation and investment over the next few years.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
For a while, I've been putting off giving someone else all my time. Maybe I should go, maybe I should give it a smile. Grit my teeth and bear it. Oh, it's been a while. Didn't even really wanna go. I'm much better on my own. I know I just wanna go home. Cause baby, I'm not the best. Boy, you're missing out on that zest. I don't think I'll be taking that quest, so I'll be sweating.